You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As a Met fan, don't you want time off from watching this garbage? This has been bad for so long, and what is so stunning, and it's like I'm eating my own words from last year, because what was so much fun about last year is how baseball can turn on a dime, yeah. And the season last year turned on a dime.
Of course.
The exact opposite has happened this year. We are living in a bizarro world of a year ago, because sitting there on that Friday night with a big lead against the Tampa Bay Rays, mm-hmm. and on a win streak with a big lead in the NL East, they innocently took Clay Holmes out early because he wasn't feeling great coming out of Colorado, and they blow that game. And who knew blowing that game would turn into this? One of the worst stretches of baseball we've seen in a very long time. And the Yankees aren't playing much better. We'll get to them in a few minutes, because I think what Jazz Chisholm said yesterday, which I want to read to you, has opened up a huge can of worms around this Yankee team. But let's go to Bill, who's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Bill?
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. I called in to speak about a comment you made before about Mike Brown and practicing, but if I may say first, our sexy first choice was Jason Kidd. So right now this circus might not be like Barnum and Bailey's. It's more like that local festival field. You still got like some clowns and some animals, but it's not the full circus. So I don't know if you saw what Kevin Garnett said. I think yesterday or the other day, the clip about like the Achilles injuries and why there's so many. And he's talking about how people, the players in the NBA, how they practice today, that they're not practicing as much. Mm. So they're having more individual workouts, and they're not really replicating that game feel where they're just getting on the court, playing a full game, and not really practicing as hard. So is it more of a Tom Thibodeau not wanting to practice, or is it the league adjusting to where now these players don't want to practice as much? So is Mike Brown really going to be able to come in here and have them practicing as hard as we need them to be practicing?
Yeah, because I think...
Or is it going to be...
The reason I would say yes is because even players, according to Ian Begley's reporting after the firing, were almost taken aback by how little real-time practicing they did. So even in the new standards of the NBA, it seemed like Tom Thibodeau was running less practices and arduous practices as other current teams. So, yeah, I would expect it to be very different.
I would hope so, right? But who knows? Like, I don't know. Is that really, again, a league thing or a coaching thing?
I think in this case, it's a coaching thing. Like, if we're comparing it to 30 years ago, sure, they're not practicing the way they did 30 years ago. But I think compared to everybody else in this NBA of 2025, the Knicks were doing a lot less. I think a lot of this really sounds like the front office wants to be involved.
Right.
And they weren't as involved with Tom Thibodeau. And that makes a lot of sense. Tom Thibodeau's an old school guy who's like, this is my team. I'm going to run it however the hell I want. Well, and when he gets his phone calls from World Wide West, he's like, okay, whatever. And then he doesn't follow
especially
it.
Especially if you have a staff of, I don't want to emphasize the analytics, but I know that NBA teams and organizations have analytics staffs, and they talk about tendencies, they talk about rotations, they talk about, I don't know, how much play time or wear and tear is going on the players. And if Tom Thibodeau is completely ignoring that after the Knicks or whoever put resources into it, then you're not fully maximizing your potential, right? You're undercutting the process that has evolved in professional sports, which is to have analytics tell you when's most likely to have someone be successful or not.
Right.
And so if he's completely ignoring that, then, I mean, he almost deserves to be fired, because one of the biggest complaints about this Knicks team is that these guys are just always worn out.
Right.
They're always playing too many minutes. They're always put in positions where they can't fully be optimized, and that's on the head coach.
It is official. The Mets lose to the Milwaukee Brewers, the first game of a doubleheader. They've lost four in a row. The Phillies were losing, so at least they may not lose any ground in the National League East if that holds up. But this continues to be a major, 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 I'm going to pull a Mike Brown. I'm going to say major 26 times in a row. Major, 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 major crap show. The New York Mets are abysmal. They're playing non-competitive baseball. Their offense stinks. Their starting pitching doesn't go deep enough into games, and they find ways to lose on a daily basis. In this game against the Brewers, the makeup game from last night, the Mets had two hits. Two hits. They faced Freddy Peralta, one of the tougher customers in baseball, but then they faced the Milwaukee bullpen, and they faced the Milwaukee bullpen for three innings. And over three innings, the Brewer reliever shut them out where they didn't get a base runner. This is very, very common now in Metland. They not only don't score, they don't even threaten. Right. You know, for a while it was, hey, they got a lot of opportunities and they just don't hit with runners in scoring position. Well, believe it or not, the Mets batted 1,000 today with runners in scoring position. They were 1-for-1, but that's it. They didn't have other scoring opportunities. So this game, in a lot of ways, the opener of the doubleheader against the Brewers, a big game because the Brewers are a major factor if you're thinking about the wild card race, and you damn well should, because the NL East doesn't feel like it's coming anytime soon with the way they're collapsing. So it's a big swing game in terms of tiebreakers with a team like Milwaukee that you're competing against. The Mets showed you every way they suck in this game. Like, every way. They're not getting on base. Their starting pitching doesn't go deep enough into games. They walk way too many people. They issued seven walks in this game. During this stretch, they've walked more people than any other team in Major League Baseball. Their starting pitching doesn't go deep enough. They walk too many guys. And their bullpen...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which at one point this season was reliable, is now incredibly unreliable. Not that long ago, Reed Garrett had a sub-1 ERA. It's now 3-3-1 because he came in today and he faced four people. They all got on base, bing, 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 and they all scored.
Right.
Bing, bang, 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 before he finally got an out and was able to get through the inning, get two outs to get through the inning. Their defense in this game wasn't ideal. They are bad at everything. And so at some point, we have to accept it. At some point, we won't even be screaming and yelling. We'll just be comatose. But as we sit here on July 2nd, they stink.
Yeah, they really do. Luckily, the Phillies are currently losing to the Padres in the bottom of the ninth. but the Phillies are up to bat.
Yeah, and also not necessarily a win for the Mets. The Padres nipping on the Mets' heels in the wild card as well.
No, I know. I was thinking about that last night, too. Like, their game got rained out, mm-hmm. and I'm like, all right, so the Phillies and the Padres are playing a doubleheader. And I started to have that losery thought of, well, maybe the Mets are better off with the Phillies winning because the Padres are one of the teams growing
right.
in the National League. I don't know how, and this is where I'll put Tommy on trial in a nice way because I do like him. This is where I don't know how you can be positive. So, Tommy, tell me why I shouldn't freak out. Tell the audience right now who are leaving Citi Field because they found a way to skip work on a Wednesday afternoon mm-hmm. to go to a makeup game, mm-hmm. and they watched their team get their asses kicked and lose 7-2.
I think people are just off for the whole week.
You think that's what's going on?
I think it feels like.
Well, the ballpark was empty, so I would disagree. Because if that game was last night, it would have been 38,000 people. Right. And because they moved it to a Wednesday afternoon, they could announce whatever they wanted. The place was half empty.
Maybe they had a pool day. Or maybe they went to the beach.
Well, they didn't go to the game is the point.
That's what I mean.
That's fine. Yeah. 36,000 is what they announced. There were more like 12,000 people there.
Well, that's because that's the tickets from last night.
Well, that's my point.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Like, look, I'm not there. I was going last night. I was basically pulling up. I was at the Whitestone Bridge, ready to cross the bridge. All of a sudden, I hear they rain the game out. I swerved off, got off the exit, didn't pay the freaking toll, and went home. And like most humans, I have to work today. So I'm a loser. I'm not at this game. Anyhow, tell me why we should be positive.
Okay, first, like a parent, I'm going to give you the broccoli first, and I'm going to shove it right down your throat. I know you don't want it, but I'm shoving it down
Just
your throat.
Just shove it down my throat, bro.
It's early July. There is a ton of baseball left. We saw it last year. Oh, by the way, wasn't there a team that was the worst team in baseball last year in the month of June? Remind me of that team? Oh, it was the team that went to the World Series, the Yankees. So baseball teams have bad months. In fact, there are teams that have the worst month you could possibly imagine and still get to a World Series. Oh, didn't the Mets have two really, really horrible months last year where they were the worst team in baseball, basically? Didn't they make the NLCS? Yes, they did. So there's a lot of baseball left. That's the broccoli. The fun stuff is you're going to get Senga back. You're going to get Manaea back. Reinforcements are coming. And just like last year where the bullpen was their biggest bugaboo, I know you think everything sucks about the team right now.
Well, it does.
But I still point
out. Right now it does.
But let's not say everything sucks. Let's just point out, because I think that's, it takes the wins
what
out of people's
What doesn't suck about the Mets right now? Go ahead. Tell me what doesn't suck currently during this stretch.
Well, Juan Soto doesn't suck. Well, he's been amazing.
How's he been doing with runners in scoring position?
Well, I'm glad you said that. Runners in scoring position is their biggest bugaboo.
Which is why he needs a leadoff. So even if he hits a home run, doesn't matter. He's doing the same thing.
Right. And Lindor 7th and Nimmo 9th and Alonso 4th, which is my lineup plan to spread everybody out. I think the law of average, if you keep getting, up there with runners in scoring position, eventually the Mets are going to get the big hits.
I agreed with that until they stopped getting guys on base, which has been the problem over the last couple of days. Like, they had one at-bat with runners in scoring position today.
And they went, what? One for one. That's a positive. That's improvement. And we're working towards the right direction. With runners in scoring position.
Yeah, I don't buy anything you said.
Why not?
I appreciate your attempt at being positive. Well, look, the clock part is right. The fact that it's early July is right. No one could argue with the fact that there's still a lot of games left. And no one could even argue with the fact that they did such a good job fattening up early this season mm-hmm. that despite this recent struggle, they're still in a playoff spotlight. And that's great. That's fantastic.
Right. Their second best record, or third best record in the National League, now tied with the Brewers. But they've been 3-14. Over the last 17 games.
Right.
3-14.
And non-competitive.
And you're still in the wild card.
Well, that's the positive because of how well they played for the first few months of the year. But like I said a few days ago about this, I'll say it again, eventually that's going to go away.
Yeah.
And like eventually it's going to just...
Especially when you consider the two of those three wins were against the Braves, who somehow beat them 5 out of 7. But actually suck.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. They've dropped behind Miami, who's red hot.
Right.
I mean, the Marlins have won 8 in a row. The Marlins are ahead of the Braves in the standings. Yeah. Like, no one could argue with the fact that they have time. That is true. Mm. They have time. The problem is they're bad at everything. And they're probably going to lose tonight. And if they lose tonight, that's another 5-game losing streak, which followed a brief 2-game winning streak and a 3-game losing streak. And before that, a 7-game losing streak. Right. So that would add up to, let me do the math here. So that's 4 plus 3 is 7, 14. 14 of 17 they've lost. Is that the official number we're looking at?
That's pretty bad.
It is, and there's some numbers tied to historically how bad that is for the Mets organization.
Go ahead.
All right, so this is from Anthony DeComo. The 3-14 record since June 13th is the worst 17-game stretch since 2018. In the last 20 seasons, it's only gotten this bad on two prior occasions, that June 2018 stretch and July 2012. So this is tied for the worst 17-game stretch. It's happened three times in the last 20 years.
And by the way, those two seasons were not good seasons.
No.
Those aren't seasons where you could say, oh, but it ended here. It ended horribly. 2018, as I recall, was the Mickey Callaway rookie season where they started the year 11-1, and we all thought, whoa, this team's pretty good. And then they just completely tanked. Like in June that year, I think they were 6-20. Something like horrifically bad. And 2012 was another year similar to that where I think they got off to a good start. I think they were above 500 in July. And then it just completely tanked. So the past seasons that you're bringing up are bad years.
Yeah, and over the 17 games, 112-51, they've been outscored.
And by the way, that's the key one.
Wow.
And that's the point that you've made, Teak, without the math of the specifics. They are getting blown out now in all of these games.
So even if it is close, it's never a game, late in the game. So it doesn't even matter when you get to the, unless you have the top of your order coming up, which is not always guaranteed to be the case, they don't have shots in the back end of these games in the eighth or ninth innings. Just like this first game, even though they did have the meat of their lineup up, they went out weakly.
If you look at the beginning of this season, when they didn't lose often, when they lost, they would lose by a run or two.
Mm-hmm.
They very rarely got blown out early this season. Most of their losses would be 6-5 or 5-4 or 4-2 or something that was low scoring. It was actually uncanny. The way I looked at it was, wow. I mean, they just, every time they lose, it's a close game. It's a game you can almost rationalize that they can win. And now they get destroyed. They get absolutely destroyed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.